was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back, folks, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Pleasure to be here tonight. It is Sunday, April 11th, and we're reading to you from the Manifest for Rights in Law Bill of Containment. Before we get on to Article 4, someone just sent me an email asking me to comment. The quote, the governor's office was informed by the FBI ahead of time. That's in red, bold ink. The letter was coming, aides said. Brown said the administration will not provide a copy because it's part of an investigation. So what you see there is a quote probably from an FBI agent regarding one of the delivery of the governor's letters. Then this person goes on to state, now that statement ahead of time appears in most news articles in different states. So if it is ahead of time warning them, well, it could be that Sam Kennedy is an agent for the government. Well, that's just dumb. Who wrote that? Let me see. I can't even find the name on the email, of course. Oh, excuse me. There's a name there, Charlene. Charlene, that's just dumb, if you don't mind me saying so. We told people that the declaration had already been reviewed at the highest levels of government. What that statement from the FBI tells you, folks, is that we weren't lying. They knew it was coming ahead of time. Number two, do you know why not one governor released the document? Because they're under a gag order in the letter. On page 2 of the letter, it tells them that it is classified top secret and they are not to release it for their own protection. And they know better. This confirms also that the FBI gave advance visits to the governor. So all the hoopla you saw about the governors receiving those letters was a contrived hoopla, as I told my fellow guardian elders in a phone call, or actually I told the coordinators in a phone call a week ago. It was a contrived hoopla to bring the name Guardians of the Free Republics to the public for public notice. That's how they work behind the scenes and sometimes slightly out in front. It really is wonderful thing that was done here, and I want to commend the FBI for their foresight in how they handled it. They did our work for us. We never could have accomplished that sort of low-level name awareness among all the people we're dealing with. It opened all the doors we need. Number 4 of the manifesto. No judicial action shall be commenced or waged against a member of the sovereign people through imposed and therefore unlawful legal, in quotes, fiction personalities or other procedural phantoms. All such actions are instantly void and in any event shall be subject to abatement for a defect in the person of the defendant and or plaintiff. Such abatement not being subject to discretion, impairment, or denial by any official, judicial, or otherwise. What that says is they can no longer prosecute a member of the sovereign people through a U.S. trust account listed on a piece of paper. And if they did, we would send it back saying this is abated for a defect in the person of the defendant. And it's also abated. In other words, it's defective. It doesn't apply. It's void for a defect in the person of the plaintiff. The corporation cannot prosecute a new name. When we return, folks, we'll move on to the rest of the Manifesto of Rights and Laws, one by one, retaining the United States and politicians who don't know better into the borders of the Constitution.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times.